98.1 KZE. Welcome back to the Midday Show. And you know, every May, right before Mother's Day every year, Rick gets the opportunity to interview Gil Gutierrez and the Gil Gutierrez Trio. Well, this time, to heck with Rick. Who needs him? I got Gil Gutierrez here. Not the trio, but I've got the main man here, the main hombre. And I'm so excited. This is Gil Gutierrez. Gil Gutierrez. What's that song called?
The
Talking to the mic.
It's part two of the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo, and a little part by Ralph Downer, a fantastic guitar player from Oregon. And it's fantastic, the music that is going to be part of this tribute that we're going to play for Miles Davis. And you remember that album, Sketch from Spain?
Oh, Sketches for... Yeah, of course. That's one of his most famous albums, of course. Yeah, Sketches of Spain, I think.
Spain, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're doing... you and the trio will be performing at Jazz at Lincoln Center Tuesday, May 12th at 9 p.m., Wednesday, May 13th at 7, and once again on Wednesday for a second show at 9 p.m. You and the trio. Magnificent. And it's a tribute. It's part of a is it a larger tribute to Miles that
the
jazz?
Whole month of May for Miles Davis. You know, this is going to be his centennial.
Miles E. Mas.
Yes. And we're going to have two guests. Ciro Baptista from Brazil, percussionist.
Wow.
He plays with, he performs with Trey Anastasio, with Cassandra Wilson, with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have on the trumpet, John Faddis. She's a fantastic master of the trumpet, you know, well known. So I'm going to be so happy, you know, to enjoy all this.
That's fantastic. Oh, man. Usually you have your Mother's Day show at the Falcon, but the loss of the Falcon and the Marlboro, I guess, what their loss is in New York City.
Yeah.
Gains in this particular case.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the jazz community in New York City, pretty significant.
It is. It is. Okay.
You know, otherwise they wouldn't have this magnificent institution called Jazz at Lincoln Center. Oh, by the way, Jazz at Lincoln Center includes a special room called Dizzy's Jazz Club. And that's where you guys will be performing. So when you go to buy your tickets and scoot down to the city, or maybe you're listening to me from New York City, that's what you want to do. You want to get to Jazz at Lincoln Center. Look for what's going on in Dizzy's Jazz Club. I'm so delighted. I always look forward to your visits, as you know. How long does it, even at this point in your career, how long does it take for you, Gil, to master a song like that? Or a piece, I should say, like that?
Oh, well, this is a well-known piece that is part of the classical repertoire for the guitar, you know, but with a different style that I'm playing here. Well, this just part of all my life, trying to learn all these new tunes and different, you know, approach.
But this is when in other words, you were working on, you've known for many, many years, I see. And is it my imagination? I don't know. Did I imagine that there almost were like some blues licks?
It's a little part of the variation that is not part of the composition, the original composition. So,
yeah,
I made it part of that.
That's very cool, very cool. So you're up here visiting for see friends, and how many times have you made it to this part of the country?
How many times? Well, it's been like 10 years that I come here to Rhinebeck and Montauk and, you know, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. After, you know, I've been performing here for a while in the States and coming with Doug Severinsen for, he's going to be 99.
Oh my God, that's right. I guess he is still out there. Is he performing still?
He's not performing. The last performance we did, it was the 2022.
Okay. That's pretty recent.
Saratoga.
Yeah.
Supremes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the last roundup for him.
What is he like?
He's good. He's practicing. He's, you know, retired.
Yeah, sure.
99 years old. It demands a lot of air for you to play the trumpet.
Yeah.
But he's still doing it.
Yeah. It's amazing. That's right. Yeah. This is a nice guy.
Very nice.
Very nice guy. That's good to hear. You mentioned Connecticut, and I'm glad you did, because that reminds me you're also doing it while you're up here. You may as well pack in as many shows as you can. And on this Saturday, if you're listening and you're anywhere near the Hartford area, who are you going to be playing with on Saturday?
My trio.
The trio. Mention who they are.
Robert Stern on the violin, mm-hmm. and Dave Rodriguez on the bass.
You guys will be performing at Northwest Park in Windsor, Connecticut, Saturday. I think it's at 7 o'clock.
Yes, it is at 7 o'clock.
Sure. Yeah. Do some Googling, because if you're in... I'm just telling you, you just heard Heal Alone, and as magnificent... You could just play alone, and people would be very delighted. But you have the trio, and it's just this beautiful synergy you guys have, you know, this quite an amazing, exceptional chemistry.
Thank you. Yeah, that's I love the combination of the guitar with the violin and the bass. It's this acoustic, it is beautiful.
Yeah,
it make a different, well, the approach that we take from the sounds and everything is different than a country or something, you know.
Do you ever feel like, I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No.
Okay. Do you ever feel like, maybe you play other instruments, but have you ever felt like picking up another instrument? Not to abandon the guitar, but just because, you know, you've been playing guitar. You know, maybe all of a sudden the trumpet looks pretty exciting.
Nice. But, well, when I start music, I start with a cello.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't own a cello, and I had to wait at school. So I switched to the piano, and all the pianos were taken.
You know, you didn't have a piano at home either.
You know, so I ended with the guitar.
Were your parents musical? Did they play a lot of music at home?
No. They like music. Mm-hmm. They put a lot of records and things like that. But no, nobody plays the instrument except me. I'm the black sheep.
You have no siblings that played either? Or
No.
Wow.
I'm the only one.
Yeah. And did you always play, well, you said you played cello, but that wasn't at home, obviously. But once you had a guitar, you had that at home.
Yeah.
Obviously, right? And you mastered it. How young do you think you kind of mastered it? Or did you know you could do this professionally?
No, it wasn't my goal to be a professional. I just enjoy the music and I love it. And I just went directly to the Fine Arts School of Arts and started in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Oaxaca.
Mm-hmm. You know, south of Mexico. Mm-hmm. And I started playing just Bach and
all of a sudden you start
the Beatles, but, you know,
yeah,
at that time.
I know that.
Hooked with Bach and, you know, all this great classical guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then I started, you know, going through different directions like flamenco, Cuban music, you know, pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Play with a lot of pop singers through my life.
Anybody that we may know?
Well, I play with Ana Gabriel, Mexican singer,
mm-hmm.
with Ricardo Arjona,
mm-hmm.
he's from Guatemala, Francisco Céspedes, he's from Cuba,
mm-hmm.
Pedro Guerra, he's from Spain,
mm-hmm.
and then I connect with Doug Severinsen, and we start touring all over the United States.
How did that connection come about, by the way?
He came to San Miguel de Allende to retire in 1997,
uh-huh.
and he said, no more music for me. He was, you know, retiring from the Tonight Show. And
yeah.
They just moved to
I don't Mexico. Know if our listeners know, this is a trumpet player, a horn player, I'm going to call him, who was the band leader for the Tonight Show for decades with Johnny Carson.
Yeah, for 30-something mm-hmm. years, you know.
Yeah, he's so world famous.
Amazing
yeah.
trumpet player. So he was there, and then he come to see me play, and I asked him, would you like to play and perform? He said, okay, I'm not retired. Let's start playing.
He unretired for Gil Gutierrez.
Yeah.
Did he do his, you know, I'm gesturing with my hands, which is not great radio, but he would do this kind of bow to Carson, and he would wave his arm, you know, hand in front of, like, kind of at him.
He was so funny.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
How can you not be being around the humor for so many years? once again, you're going to play us another song.
Yes.
All right. That wasn't a request.
No.
Gil Gutierrez, where can people find you, your music? Where are they not find you? Don't go to Mexico necessarily to find Gil, but if you're down there, you have a good time. And if you happen to run into Gil, make him play guitar for you. But where do people find you online to get more information? Maybe to be introduced to more of your music.
GilGutierrez.com.
And that's
GilGutierrez.
All right, I stepped on that, but you can find Gil Gutierrez, and you can certainly find him here on KZE. I play your live version of Blackbird in a couple of other songs fairly frequently, and now I have more to play and one more coming up. Again, he'll be at Windsor Park I'm sorry, no, Northwest Park in Windsor. I remember on Saturday evening. If you're anywhere in the Hartford area, go check online for specific information. I don't know if it's a ticketed event or if it's open to the public. I don't know. So just please make sure you look into that if you're planning on going. But plan to go. And then the Gil Gutierrez Trio will also be celebrating Miles Davis with at Jazz at Lincoln Center Tuesday, May 12th and Wednesday, May 13th, two shows. Go to jazzatlincolncenter.com and specifically to Dizzy's Jazz Club. This is another chat. Do you want to mention what this one coming up is? Because
it's a very popular song that everybody knows.
So okay. All right. It speaks for itself?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I love it. Love your visits. I look forward to next year already.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Gil Gutierrez. Gracias, mi amigo.
Thank you. Muchas gracias. Thank you for having me.
98.1 KZE.
Eso.